Om Shanti, Namaskar, a warm welcome to all of you. We have been now at the verge of ending our sessions and we are in the second last session of ours, and here we will be knowing about the karmic philosophy and the births, why the soul is having a lot of births and why we are taking so many births. So we have got lot of understanding and lot of belief systems based on that. The most common belief system behind rebirth is that we are taking birth because of our karmic accounts, and to what extent this belief is true, to what extent we can rely on it. And as actors, we are in this world drama and we are participating and we are performing lot of actions and we are going through a process where everything is happening nowadays with each and everyone. So why rebirth? Why we are taking lot of births, and how many births does a soul is having in the whole journey in the 5000 year cycle? So we will be discussing about all these concepts in this session. Now when the concept of rebirth comes in our mind, we have heard about reincarnation. We have heard about that the soul is taking birth after birth. Some people believe that there is nothing like soul and it's just the body, and body is taking birth from the mother's womb and we die and everything is just vanished and there is no soul. But now this is a reality. Now we know, because there are lot many proofs in the world and we'll be seeing what those proofs are. So the soul takes acquires the body from the mother's womb, then it is growing older and older, and then one day it is leaving the body and then acquiring another one. It is just similar to having different costumes or changing different costumes, nothing different. So soul is on a continuous journey. Every time soul is on a journey. So we all are in this journey, and we must have acquired lot many costumes before. So in our journey, it is just similar to having changing dresses, multiple dresses at a time. When there are good actors, so they tend to change lot of costumes. So why are we intimidated with the fact of changing this costume? Why are we intimidated and frightened to death so much? Why? Because we are nowadays thinking ourselves as the body and not as the soul. If we have this consciousness continuously in our minds that it is not the body, it is the soul who is changing the costume, and the soul is not going to die, only the body is going to get vanished, the body will be diminished one day, the body will go into the five elements and mix into the five elements, but the soul will be eternal, imperishable, and will be moving forward and acquiring a new body. Then we will never be intimidated, then we will never be frightened with the fact that I am going to die. So this, the concept of reincarnation, the concept of rebirth is something which should be accepted the way it is. We should not be frightened of it. And the reason for the rebirths is definitely the karmic accountability. We are accountable for what we do. So if we are performing good karma, if we are performing bad karma, accordingly a soul is getting the result of it. So to get the result of it is also very obvious. If you do something good, you want a good return for that. If you are doing something bad, a bit bad return is definitely attached to it. So that is the general concept, a very common concept. It is not something which is rocket science that no one can understand. So we all are actors in the world drama, and accordingly we are performing. Some people are good actors, some people are bad actors, but we all are unique actors. Some people, the role of some people is to give sorrow, the role of some people is to just have the sorrow, the role of some people is to culminate the sorrow. So what role are you playing? That depends, the whole drama depends on that. So the rebirth of the human souls, it can be in different genders. It's not necessary that if I am a female today, the next birth of mine is also going to be of that of a female. No, I can acquire a male body in my next birth. That depends on the karmic accounts that I have created with the souls of this birth and the souls of the past birth. So those karmic accounts may get transferred to my next previous births, and the accounts of this birth is also getting transferred to my next birth. So according to that, I may acquire either a female body or a male body. then according to my karmic accounts, I may have different nationalities. I may go and adopt a different nationality. I may be an Indian right now, but I may become a American or a European or an Australian in my next birth. And I may right now I have taken birth in a Hindu family. But I may go and take birth as a Muslim or as a Christian or as a Sikh in my next birth. So, or with a different status and different abilities. So, according to my abilities, according to my karmic accounts, the different backgrounds the soul acquires, like the gender, the nationality, the religion, the social status, they all are dependent on the karmic accounts that I take, that I do. And accordingly, my rebirth, my next birth is planned. Now, there is another belief system that one day we are going to become an animal. And as a human being right now, all the karmic accounts that I am doing, I am going to settle those karmic accounts by becoming an animal. And I am going to take 84 lakh births as an animal, and then after settling all my accounts in those species, I will be again taking birth as a fortunate soul. I will be becoming a human once again. So with this belief system, so we want to focus on this, on the reality or the what is truth in this concept and why we have used this concept. So we'll be going into the depth that to what extent this belief system is true. See, as a human being, we believe that a human birth is the most fortunate thing to have in the world. And we as human beings are plenty nowadays because the population is increasing day by day. So as humans, what do you feel? Does they have the same kind of birth? Because we all have taken birth with different kind of deformities in us, with different kind of backgrounds. There is a child who is taking birth through a parents where the parents are not taking the responsibility of the child and they are throwing that child into the garbage bin. Now there is another child who is born in a family where he is having golden spoon in his mouth and the child is taken care of so beautifully, so nicely. So what is the difference? If these souls are fortunate souls, if these both souls have already undergone 84 lakh species and now acquired a human body, and now they both are fortunate that they are both have become humans finally, then the birth should be similar. They both should have taken birth in equal families, but it's not like that. The reason is the soul which is taking birth and which is being put and discarded as into a garbage bin, definitely we will see and we will talk about it and we will say that soul must have done something bad in his past birth, and definitely that is the reason why this soul is not having a good birth right now, and there is no good account with the soul, and that is why the body is in the garbage, that soul is in the garbage. But on the other hand, we see this child who is with some good, really good parents, so definitely we will say this soul has done something very good in the past, and this is the reason why he is having lot of care being taken and lot of things being provided to the soul. So the karmic accounts are something which are responsible for giving for our present birth, for giving us something. We are seeing nowadays some children are born with so much of deformities. Those souls, some children are born crippled, some are handicapped, some don't have, some are born in the families where there is no money at all. So their parents are, deprived, and those children are deprived. They don't receive much. Some children don't get proper education. But on the other hand, there are some children who are born with a lot of facilities being provided to them. Lot of everything is available, and it's just that they are enjoying everything in life. They have taken birth in a palace, so everything is for them. So this is all result of the karmic accounts that the human soul is undergoing through those karmic accounts, having the the fruits of those karmic accounts in their next birth, and the result of this is that they are not going and experiencing sorrow or settling their karmic accounts not by taking birth as an animal but as a human being. So we are not going to become any animal. We will be taking birth as humans only and experiencing either the suffering or a good fruit as a human being only, not as an animal. Now there are several other examples that we see. An animal is not having anything, any suffering. No suffering is there in an animal's life. A bird is flying so free in the sky. It is not having any kind of tension. Nothing is there. But all the souls in the different species, they are happy in their species. They are happy in their birth. Similarly, a human being is also happy in a birth. We also don't want to become an animal. Similarly, an animal soul is also happy in his or her species. So the animal also doesn't want to take birth as a human. We see if the animal, as an animal, if we are going to take birth, then who is going to guide the animal? Who is going to guide the snake? Or who is going to guide the lion to become like a human being, to become a good human being? He'll have to have some kind of a training, or he should give up all his anger, give up all his bad sanskara, so that he can again become like a human. So we do not train the animals. We are training the humans to become better. We are not training the animals to become better. A snake has never gone to a school. A snake has never undergone a training where he is going to receive some kind of good sanskara so that he can transform himself. So in the same way, we see it is just similar to the soul is just like a seed. We see just like a seed. When you sow a seed in the ground, you know, if you are sowing an apple seed, then you will be getting just the apple. You won't be getting the mango out of it. So it depends on the seed. Similarly, the soul is also like a seed. The animal soul is different. The human soul is different. An animal soul can't enter into a human body, and a human soul can't enter into an animal's body. These things are not exchangeable. You can't exchange both of them. They both are explicit. They both are different. The capabilities that a human being is having, those capabilities are different. A human being is having intellect. He can plan that what he wants to do, what he wants to acquire in his life. So his intellect is par excellence. His intellect is something which cannot be described in the world. So that's the beauty of the human being. While on the other hand, when we see the animals don't have that kind of intellect. Animal intellect is nothing. Animal never plan. They don't even know what they are going to get as food in the night. So they don't have even that planning. Similarly, for the animals, they also have some good qualities, like the animals get premonition. They can feel if some danger is there. This kind of quality is not with the human soul. We do not have the quality of premonition, except for some people, but not all of us. So we can't predict, we can't, have the feeling that what is going to happen next. But animals have. Similarly, we are having lot of evidences that prove that the human souls are going to take birth as humans only, and one of them is child prodigy. Similarly, there are some children who are so exceptionally talented, like Google Boy. When you ask him any question, he will reply you with a very good answer. So his IQ level is so good, and he's such a small child, he's such a small baby, but he knows everything. And the reason for that is he must have had that knowledge in his previous birth, and that is something he has carried forward, and now he knows all those things. Why? And he's Because those sanskaras are stored in the soul. So with those sanskaras, that child has taken birth. Similarly, we are having another example, a girl who knows music so well, a boy who knows biology and his geography so well. So he's revealing secrets, he's telling a lot of things. So lot many examples are there where people, small children, have actually proven they are so exceptionally talented. And the reason for that is those children have had those sanskaras, those qualities in their previous birth, and in the coming birth they are showing those talents that they had. Now the next evidence is the past life regression. You must have heard that sometimes there are hypnotism. Hypnotism is a very nice process which is gaining popularity nowadays. Why? Because it is also a science, and people have found lot of solutions to people's problem. Different kinds of problem which were not solved by doctors on any medical science also, and they found the answers to those questions. They found the treatment of some people, of some patients, through past life regression. So in the process of hypnotism, they are going to hypnotize the person and take that person into his past life, into the past birth, and that person starts telling that how he died and what happened to him in his past birth, where he was living, and what happened to him. So accordingly, based on that, the effect of those past karmas, the effect of the past birth is now very much visible, very much present in the present birth of that person. And because of the past karma, that this person is having lot of pain and grief in his present birth, but the reason for that was not knowing. So the past life regression sometimes helps a lot of patients to get treatment. So now the next example is past life memories. So you must have heard that there are some children who tell about their past life. So they themselves reveal that they were born with this name in their past life. They were this, and they were living there. They tell about their address. They would tell about their parents in their past life, about their siblings, and lot many other things. So then they also tell that how they died in their past life, and now they have taken birth as this, and now their current parents are this. So those things also tell that no human being has actually revealed this thing. By seeing all these three examples, there have been a lot of evidences which proves that none of these human souls have ever told that we were this kind of animal in our past life. We were a cow in our past life. We were a buffalo in our past life. We were a snake in our past life. No one has ever revealed that. No one has ever told that. So real evidence. It is so clear that we are going to take birth as humans only. We are not going to take birth as animals. Now, as we move forward, we are at a point where we want to know about karma, the karma philosophy. So what is my role, and how should I play in this world drama? And because whatever act I'm going to perform, some karmic account is going to be created. And with that karmic account, I'm definitely going to experience a fruit. I'm going to definitely get something in return. And that return may be negative or may be positive. So what karmic account should I do? How to do it? And how do I know that whatever I am receiving right now is because of some karmic account that I need to settle? So all these things we will be taking in the law of karma. So as the law of karma itself says that as you sow, so shall you reap. Jaisa karm karoge, vaisa phal milega. So the karmic philosophy is all about that if you are doing something positive, then definitely some positive you will get. If you do something negative will come in return. So this is Newton's third law. We all know that to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. So if it is equal or opposite, that we will see. But so whatever you do, you definitely get something in return, and that may be positive or negative. So the karmic philosophy says that we can divide the karma into three categories. There are three kinds of karma that we do. One is the sukarma, the shreshth karma, or the good karma. The other one is the vikarma, the bad karma, and the akarma, which is called the neutral karma. So what is sukarma? Sukarma can again be divided into two categories. One is the punya karma, the good act definitely. But the punya karma is something that you do out of the good intention to help someone, and but with the body conscious stage. But the good karma, the result of the good karma is not for a very long period. The reason is because the accountability of these kind of karmas is very, very less. These are those kind of karmas which get settled down very fast. The result of these karmas is not taken to a much greater extent. For example, if you in this present karma, you are going to open an hospital, and when you open a hospital, the intention is to help people so that people can get good treatment. So out of a result, you may get a good body, a healthy body in your next birth. But now to get a healthy body every time in your previous, in your next coming birth forever and ever, you will have to do such kind of karmas in every birth. So if you do punya karma, if you do sukarma in this particular birth, then definitely for the next birth you will get that thing in return. And if, for example, some people are opening schools and colleges so that children can receive good education, so as a result, in the next coming birth, that person is going to have good education. He is going to take birth in a family where he will be nurtured, and he will be having lot of good education, lot of good upbringing with the parents. Then because of these good karma, the result is also good, but it is not long lasting. But when we discuss about good karma as a shreshth karma, as an elevated karma, so elevated karmic accounts, the shreshth karmic accounts are those accounts, when you do it, you are going to get return for a prolonged time, for a very long time. And those karmic accounts are always done in a soul conscious state. When you think, when whatever karmic karma you do, and you think yourself as a pure consciousness, as a positive consciousness, and in the remembrance of God, in the remembrance of God, whatever karma you do, and in the company of God, whatever karma you do, those karmic accounts are elevated karmic accounts. And the return of those karmic accounts is going to last for next births and many births. And we can say for 21 births. For 21 births, you will be getting the return. So those karmic accounts should be done. And the knowledge of these karmic accounts we receive only at this time. At this confluence age, at this Sangam Yug, that we can actually do such kind of elevated karma in the remembrance of God, those which are going to give us return for such a long time. Now, as we move forward and we talk about the vikarma, which is the bad karmic accounts, though we all have created those bad karmic accounts, and those are the accounts which are performed in the consciousness of the body. When we think ourselves as the body and we come into the influence of the five vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego, and in the consciousness of the body and having being indulging into the five vices, whatever karmic accounts we perform, those are bad karmic accounts. So they definitely are some accounts which are always there with the soul, and they are also carried forward with the soul in the next births after births. So these karmic accounts are giving us pain, giving us the sorrows, and this is the reason only why we can say that we all have done the these karma which are giving pain to us, which are giving sorrows to us. So these accounts need to be settled. The next karma is akarma. So what is akarma? So akarma are necessary actions that we always do. Akarma is something like you are working and you are having a salary at the end of the month, and then you are withdrawing that salary and you are spending the salary to buy some foodstuff for you, to buy some necessary material, necessary things for your house which are very much relevant to you, and then you are using that stuff. So all these karma is called comes under the account of akarma. Because all these actions are neither the sukarma nor the vikarma, so they were not having any kind of a result. So they do not have any accounts which need settlement. So akarma is something we can say we are having the fruit of what we did, and a fruit which is neither in the form of happiness nor in the form of sorrow. So those akarma is something that we always perform. Those are necessary actions which are very much required to be done every time. Okay, now we will be discussing about some of the karmic rules. So it is very much necessary to know that what karmic rules apply to our life. And one of them is, each of my action is accountable. So each of my action is going to give some result to me. So I am accountable for each and every action of mine. So each action is going to have an account, and there is no account which is not going to give any fruit. I am going to get return out of it. So whatever action I perform, definitely a fruit, a result I would be getting. Then the next rule is, my past affects my present. So whatever I am getting right now, definitely there were some acts, some actions which were responsible, some actions of my past which were responsible, and I did those actions, I performed those actions. So whatever I am getting in my present, those are the result of my past actions. I will be telling you a very beautiful story. Once there were two friends, and they were going, and while they were going, they had a purse in front of them. And that purse was having 1,000 rupees. And one of those friends, he said, "See, we have got a reward today. So we will be having and distributing the 1,000 rupees. Then this another friend said, "No, I don't want this 1,000 rupee purse, because I think this purse we should give to the police. We don't know to whom this belongs to. And that person must be worried, because he might be having a very less money, and maybe this is his salary, so he must be worried for his purse. So we should return this purse." Then this person said, "No, this is my reward. Maybe this is, I am a fortunate one to get this. This is what I had in my fortune to receive this reward. So it has come to me. Otherwise it would have gone to someone else, and someone else would have taken the purse. Someone else would have had the benefit from 1,000 rupees. And if we are going to give this purse to police, definitely police will be keeping the purse and having 1,000 rupees for them. So why should I give that to them? I will be having the benefit, because this is in my fortune. This is in my bhagya." Then this person says, "Okay, you keep it, but I don't want any share in the 1,000 rupees." Now when this person goes, moves forward, he had this thorn in his foot, and he got pricked with the thorn, and he was having blood coming out of it. So the whole of this thing was being watched by Narad, and he was watching the whole scene, and then he was quite intimidated and quite worried that what is happening on earth, and maybe the karmic laws are changing now. The person who has done something good, the person who is honest in his all his undertakings, that person is having punishment, and this person who is not honest, this person is getting a reward. So what is happening? Is Chitragupta changing the laws of karmic accounts? So what all is happening? So he goes to God and asks this the same question. Then God says, "Let us call Chitragupta and let us see what he has to say, and let him reveal that what is happening." Then when Chitragupta comes, Then he tells the whole story. He says that this person who is right now the dishonest one, the one who takes the purse, this person was very honest in his previous birth. And in his previous birth, he did lot of good karma. He accumulated lot of good karma and he accumulated a lot of return of that good karma. So he was getting he's going to get a very good return in his present birth. But then he was made to pass this through this final paper, through this final test, where his honesty was actually put on test. And when his honesty was being checked, was being a test was there for him, then he showed this small dishonesty inside him. He was not honest. He accepted that 1000 rupee purse and he said, it is because of my fortune that I am getting it. He was dishonest. Some selfishness came inside him, and that is the reason why the whole good karma of him is now vanished suddenly, and then now he's just getting 1000 rupees out of it. And this person who rejected, who said that I'm not going to accept the 1000 rupees, this person was in his previous birth a very big dacoit. He was a robber and he performed lot of bad karma. And this person is also put under testing through the drama, through the karmic laws. And now when his small good act, his small good action, a small seed that he sowed right now, that I am not going to accept this purse, this money, because it doesn't belong to me. This small karma made him to have just a small punishment of the big punishment that he was about to have in this present birth. So it was just in the form of a small thorn that pricked in his foot, and he just have a small blood coming out of it. But otherwise he would be having a lot of big punishment because of his past karma. So what happens is that our past karmic accounts are responsible for our present. So we don't know what we did in the past, but some people say there are some who are born with so many things, who have received so much, and they are spending it like anything. They are not doing anything in this present life. They have done nothing, and yet they are doing so much of wrong to the world, giving so much of doing lot of negative activities, involved in lot of bad karma, and yet they are getting so much. And there are some people who are at the good side, who are doing lot of good things. They are just living their life with dignity, with integrity. They are honest in their undertakings, and yet they are not receiving anything. So it is not the reason. The reason is something else. The reason is the past karmic accounts which affect our present. Definitely those souls have done something in their past, and as a result of that they are getting that much in their present. And these souls who are not getting anything, they must have done something bad in their past karmas, in their past births, and that is the result why they are getting nothing in their present birth. So whatever I do, whatever action I perform, I get that only. I deserve only that. Accordingly, I deserve. So there is nothing like coincidence. We see nothing happens by chance. Nothing is there which is something that can't be explained, that is just happened. So there are lot many people who say, I do not have any relation with that person. That why I suddenly had so much of suffering with the same person. I didn't have any connection with this event, but I am the one who suffered. Likewise, there are lot many examples. For example, we had a plane crash in Pakistan. There were so many souls who died in the plane crash. And then when you will think about it, what connection did all the passengers in that plane had? What was the connection between all those souls? Why they all went through the same suffering at one particular time? All of them were in the plane together and they all encountered the same pain altogether. What was the reason for that? It was nothing that happened by chance. There was a reason for that. The reason was there are some karmic accounts which we accumulate just because Because we are accountable for so many things that other people are doing, and we are actually contributing in someone else's bad karmas. We are along with them doing those bad karmic accounts, like a person who is killing someone to sell the flesh of the animal, the person who is killing the animal to sell the flesh, to sell the meat, the person who is killing one, killing the animal, the person who is selling the animal, the flesh, the meat, the person who is buying it, the person who is cooking it, and the person who are eating the meat. They all are accountable. They all are related. They all contributed to do this one karmic account of killing and eating and consuming the meat of an animal, which is a bad karma. So all these souls are connected now. And with the connection, definitely these souls will be encountering the suffering together. So similarly, when we see some kind of mishap is happening, and the souls together, they encounter some kind of grief or some kind of pain, suffering together. So definitely these souls together must have done something wrong, and that is the reason why with time in their next births they all were together in one scenario and they encountered something bad, a mishap happened to all of them together. So there was nothing by chance. So everything happens for a reason. Now the another karmic rule is that no one can snatch others' fortune. So whatever fortune I have accumulated for myself, no one can take that fortune from me. If I have performed some negative karma, the result of that is going to go with me. I can't share the negative result with someone else. Similarly, whatever good karmic account I will be doing, the result of that is good. So definitely I can't share that good result with anyone. So no one can snatch my fortune, and I can't take someone else's fortune. So my karmic accounts are giving the result to me only. Someone else is responsible for their karma, not my karma, or I am not accountable for someone else's karma. So this is a very universal fact. Similarly, the next karmic rule is that I am the one who's responsible for my present state. So whatever I feel right now, whatever I have got right now, whatever relations I have got, whatever things are available to me, whatever state I am in, so I am the one who's responsible for this, no one else. So I should not blame anyone. I should not put blames on God. I should not blame people of the world. I should not blame government. I should not blame anyone. No one is responsible for that. I am the one. I created this scenario for myself. I designed it for myself. Through my past karmas, in my past janma, in my past births, I was the one who were doing such actions performed that the result of that is this scenario which right now I have. So now, with this understanding, you will be designing your future. So whatever you want in your future, you can plan it. How? Just think that my karmic account is going to make everything. So I am responsible. So always do good karma, and the result is going to be so nice in the future. And then you will be saying, because of my right actions, because of my good karma, I am having such a great future, such a great present. So always remember these karmic laws and these karmic rules, and because these karmic rules will be helping you to move forward in life. Now, what is the process of cleansing the karma? Because the next thing that comes into my mind, okay, fine, I am responsible for whatever karmic accounts I did. I am the one who did everything, so I am accountable for everything. Now, how do I settle my present karma? So there are two things through which you can settle your karma. One of that thing is that you experience the punishments, and how the punishments are being experienced. You already are an experience holder in that. There are going to be lot of punishments in the present birth, either through the suffering, either through any disease in the body, and either through mental tensions, depressions. What are all these things? All these things are punishments only that the soul is encountering. The body is in pain. the soul is continuously feeling. Nowadays we are having people in our families who are giving us pain somehow, or a person becomes responsible who comes in our lives and starts giving us that pain. So we can see and we can feel that we do have relations with the people, the person whom I have not treated well in the past, in my past birth, that person is going to come again in my present, and he may become responsible to give me pain again and give me the return of that what I did with him in the past. So he would come again in my present and he will be giving me lot of sorrows, and he will be responsible to give me lot of sufferings in my present birth. So the result is going to come in several ways. So punishment can come in several ways. So whatever the punishment come, I should accept it. I should accept it and I should understand it, that this is because of the past karmic account. So that is one way of cleansing the karma, that you suffer and you experience punishment. But the best thing in the world is that now we are in a time when we are meeting God, when God has come, and the real benefit of having God in this world is that He has suggested us, He has given us a way to settle our karmic accounts. And the most beautiful way is to just remember Him. The easy Raj Yoga. The easy Raj Yoga is the way where in the soul consciousness we remember God and we accumulate lot of power of God, and the soul becomes purified. All the karmic accounts are settled. And the more we are in the remembrance of God, the more accounts are getting settled. So this is such a beautiful process. This is such an easy process where there is no paschatap, there is no penance, there is nothing like we are losing. We are just gaining. We are just gaining God's love, experiencing, having a great time, spending a great time with God. And we don't even have to involve ourselves into any kind of, spending in the charitable activities. Definitely by doing charitable activities, we get result. But that result is going to be for just next birth. So now two things are happening simultaneously. Right now in the present, I have got the knowledge that I am accountable for my past karma. So I am, in one hand, I am having the fruit, which is a result of my past karmic account. I am having my bhagya, which I am seeing right now. And in my next hand, I will be having the seed which I have to sow, the karma that I have to do right now, so that I can design, I can make a better future for me. So both these things are in my hand right now. So now with this information, with this knowledge that I may have a very good future, very nice future, but right now whatever is there, whatever fortune I have got, this fortune may be good or may not be good, but my future is going to be very nice because I have got this understanding that I will be performing good actions, I will be doing great karma, shreshth, elevated karma, and that's how my future is going to be very, very nice. My future is going to be elevated and great. So with this understanding in mind, we shall be meditating for 2 minutes. So let us spend and concentrate on yourself. Bring your concentration back into the center of the forehead. And think yourself as a powerful being of light, sparkling and shining in the center of the forehead. I am a pure, peaceful and blissful soul. I am a child of God. received such a beautiful knowledge of karma. God has guided me. That I have to perform elevated karma so that I can have a better future. I am the one who's responsible for my present. Forgiving everyone who's giving me some kind of pain or suffering, because today I have understood whatever I miss in my life, whatever pain I have in my life, it is because of my past karmic account. But today I'm sowing the seeds of good karma. Whatever action I do, whatever act I perform now, I will be doing that in my soul conscious day, not as a body. I am a great soul, a great actor, a hero actor. God is my companion. He's guiding me every time, being with me. He's showing me the path of righteousness. My Supreme Father for giving me this knowledge and bringing enlightenment into my life. Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.